This is WJMS Radio, and right now I got my boy Fat Boy Sharif here, and
Jersey in the building,
and we just about to get into it. So, going off, you know, we talked about a little bit before. I think that honestly, your music really, really brings something new to the table.
Just thank like, you, brother.
Yeah, man, it's like. There's really nothing else, like, as much as I can say this, there's, like, nothing else that sounds like it at all.
Thank you.
Like,
that's what I always try for, to keep the listener guessing.
Yeah.
To me, that's the mark of a true musician. You never get the listener comfortable, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much when I listen, you know, to your music, just the rhyme scheme and the way that you go about saying words is honestly like it's like a puzzle. It's just so crazy. Like I mean I would go as far as to say like your music is not like for the faint of heart. Like you feel what I mean?
You couldn't be more right.
It's like you gotta like appreciate nuance for sure.
You gotta see my music before you hear it. That's what I always say.
Definitely. Yeah. That's I think that's really a good way to put it too, because like you know, like I said, your lyrics are so visual. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's visual art in itself, with even without a music video.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. No, like I always say, like to me, just coming up when I first got into hip hop, to me, it just coming up. I always was just like an adventurous kid, so I was always into the sci-fi flicks and comic books and just a lot of stuff that a lot of other kids was looked at as out of the norm, but I always thought that was like the problem to me, like with hip-hop and especially like urban music, like we could only go so deep or so far with our art before it starts to get looked at. It's like, all right, I can't connect with him. It's too weird. I'm like, listen, but urban shit is more than just Boys in the Hood and it's no juice. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, why people don't got to do that with their art? They can make a New Where's My Car? Then they can make a Minority Report. Then they can make a Castaway. Then they can, like, it can go on a different realm. So I just think with just being an artist, it's different realms of emotion and feelings that you want to get across. And to me, it shouldn't be a cap on that at all.
For sure. Something that I actually wanted to get into that I forgot about talking to you earlier is that sort of coming up in, like, Jersey. Because I know that people always sort of want to credit, like, New York. You know what I'm saying? When they think of, like, the real East Coast or, like, you know, quotation, Beast Coast or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they think of, like, the coolest, you know, sort of rappers. But I feel like Jersey is super underrated as far as its influence on hip-hop. And just, you know, from, like, the Fugees. I mean, and isn't like Redman's from Jersey, right?
Hell yeah, Brick City representer.
Hell yeah. So like,
hell yeah, North and Jersey.
How can you like speak on that? Is you feel like there's kind of like a rivalry between New York and New Jersey, or do you feel like it's you know, do you feel like you guys are kind of underrepresented as far as like a whole when it comes to like influence in hip hop?
I definitely think that, but when it comes to, I wouldn't say there's a rivalry. I would just say dope MCs respect dope MCs, so to me, some of my best friends that are MCs, they're some of my favorites are from New York, and vice versa. I know some of their favorite MCs and best friends are from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's what you would call a quote-unquote rivalry and something like this. I just think it's people rep where they're from, and sometimes when that comes with a lot of just maybe sitting on other spots or people just not know it. Some people might not know it's a million great MCs from North to Patterson to Camden, New Jersey, and all in between. But I definitely said we definitely get slept on, but that's by everybody. I mean, we get slept on by the South, by the by the West, by New York, by everybody, but we always kept our crowd high and do what we had to do, so it never stopped shit.
And I think people are for sure sleeping on you right now, because I mean they not about to be, you know, we get into Gandhi Loves Children later, but when they hear that, I think it's really gonna spark something. Cause I think, I mean, like I told you, like honestly, like when you hear your music and what y'all are doing with that, and just what I've heard from you in the past, not just you and Roper Williams, but you in the past, it's like a lot of times you listen to something and you might attribute it to somebody else as being like, but when you listen to Fatboy Sharif, you know it's Fatboy Sharif. And I think that's really gonna attest to your, to me, inevitable greatness. Cause it's like, it's really not even trying to, you know, sort of gas you up too much or whatever, but it's like, it's,
no,
it's truthful.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah. For real, it's truthful. It's truthful. But yeah, I think that's really cool. To get in, we can get into, you know, some of your influence. We come up, I know we talked about it a little bit before, but I want to go into some other stuff that we didn't really talk about as far as influence goes. Sort of dive deeper into like Kool Keith and what that really like, sort of like, you know, what exactly when you heard like him the first time, like how did that make you feel?
I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard him, I was like, god damn, this beat is banging. Dude is spitting some ill shit, but I know it's some ill shit that I gotta go back to and listen to a few times.
Yeah.
And to me, like you said, with just my influence is like, even taking hip hop out of the way, just I've always been a big person influenced by just some of the best writers, like or just creators, like movie directors like David Finch, Alfred Hitchcock, shit like that.
TV
shows like X-Files, certain type of comics, like just anything that can bring you to the left, but you can appreciate on the right side too.
I'll actually get into that as far as like writers, directors go. Like one of my like favorite, obviously a lot of people all the time favorite is like Martin Scorsese, and you know what he had done. Is he like been like a huge influence on you, like your writing style and stuff too?
Not huge, but I always love what he can do with just dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
So for example, like the new Irishman, like it's a mob movie. It's big into a violent lifestyle, but it's over 3 hours long, and it's about probably 2 killing scenes in it. But the dialogue is, like, exceptional.
Yeah.
So I always just try to, as a writer, and especially, like I said, being from an urban environment, I think people aren't always expecting that, or always are open to that. It's kind of like, all right, give me the same old thing about the streets, give me the same old thing about your money, give me the same old thing about this, but I'm like...
How come I can't
talk about the streets in a way that's maybe could look at as a fantasy film, but my people in the streets still feel me the same from just certain things I'm saying and certain adjectives I'm using that other people might not understand. Like
for sure, I feel like you make music that makes people question themselves. If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'll show you. And the ill shit about that is that's from when I was younger.
Yeah.
That's definitely one way I've always written, like, because I've always looked at it like, all right, there's some thing in them seeds in the world. What can I spit or can I say that makes people be like, yo, who's that fat boy Sharif dude? Like, or just make them go back to me, like, because even I do a lot of features with a lot of my family and a lot of fellow artists, and I always strive to, when I write my verse, to be like, I need people to be like, yo, who's that dude?
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than being on the song if people just be like, this verse was good. I mean, like, nah, who's that dude? Like, what did he say? Bring it back. Like, to me, if you don't have a rewind cycle in your skill set, you're not really all that dope to me.
Yeah, for real. I agree with that. It almost seems like a lot of, like, you feel like maybe more of your influence comes from, like, writers. Would you say that?
I think it's kind of even.
Because,
coming up, I heard some Redman shit that blew my mind. Yeah. In Canada, so I always tell people, like, I've been writing since maybe third grade, so a lot of writing I was doing, I just kept to myself. I would have a bunch of writing, but I would freestyle all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would just... freestyle, I go battle people freestyling, and people like, yo, man, you dope, you need to do something with it, put it to some music. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe you're right, I should, because this is too dope to see to me. And I'm not really liking the scene or what's going on, so I should bring something I didn't hear. But just, and I always say, like, around fifth grade, fourth or fifth grade, that was my peak point. I remember I purchased from the store Redman, Dr. Dan album, Eminem, Slim Shady LP, Cannabis first album, and Corrupt, The Streets is the Mother album. And I played them shit to death. And Supreme Cartel, those five albums. From in between, like, yeah, fourth and fifth grade. I purchased those and I played them so much that from that day on, I said to myself, anything I write has to be at least as good as anything on these albums. And shit, from that point on, like, I've been pushing that and chasing that ever since. And I think I've done it, and I'm still growing, so.
Like, I know it's just gonna sound like I'm really gassing this up, but I mean, when y'all hear the songs I play, I know y'all gonna understand. I don't know if I could say that I know of a better rapper.
Thank you, know you brother.
Like, that's honestly, rare. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know we're friends and everything, but like, you know, like, I get excited to show my friends like y'all's music when, you know, Boog sends it to me.
And what are they saying? Tell me what they say, because the listeners might be like, y'all, that's insane. What are your people saying when you present it to them?
I was playing in the car, like, on the way home from school today, Smithsonian, and my girlfriend was like, oh, like, this is different. This is not just, like, a little rap project you're doing with somebody that's, like, you know, just a rapper, you know what I'm saying, on quotations. Like, this is, oh, y'all are, like, about to make something that's different.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She could just tell just from hearing you, because she's like, oh, I've never heard somebody do something like this before.
Much love, brother.
Yeah,
for
sure. And I'm, you know, I'm trying to.
Oh yeah, by the way, he threw the cat out of the bag. Y'all heard it first. That was Sharif for getting on the project coming soon. But that's all we gonna say. We ain't gonna say nothing about it.
Yeah, that's.
Because honestly, the feeling neutral. I show people your production, and I'm like, yo, this dude is something special. Like, Bull put me on, I'm like, yo, this dude's crazy, man. And he said we were working good together. He spoke that into the air. I'm like, see, that's Boogie energy. You already know what type of energy is attracted.
Yeah. Shout out to Boogie, because I mean he links everything.
Yeah, he is.
We talked about this briefly earlier, but like I know you are big into comic books. Or you're bigger
in
the comic
books. Yeah, more to the comics than the actual movies.
Yeah.
I think once it gets to the Hollywood screen, it kind of gets diluted off and up, but
yeah.
Because I always say, like, to me, just the whole origin of comic books is so ill. Because somebody literally sat down one day like, yo, I'm going to literally create a world from scratch. Yeah. From scratch. And I'm going to put characters in it that you're going to care about forever. I'm going to put dialogue in it that you're going to care about forever. And I'm going to put colors and phrases that pop out at you whenever you hear it that you're going to care about forever. Totally fantasy. And I'm going to take some elements of real life that you got to dig deep in the city. And to me, that's the illest thing in the world, especially as a writer, like.
But to spin off of that, you feel like it's necessary to sort of present like a character. Do you feel like your character is like more of a hero or like a villain?
Honestly, I would say I'm half and half.
Half and half? Like an anti-hero?
Like when you get into some of the songs, you'll hear a line go from evil to saint within half a bar.
Yeah.
and you might be like, what the hell is that? That's why I love like decoding my lyrics to a lot of people who may not understand with just certain things I'm talking about with certain, like, for example, on Smithsonian, one of my favorite bars on there is something small, and I just came up with it honestly one day just chilling at the damn post office, knowing I was submerged to some fans. So I'm in there chilling, I'm just like, yo. Because for some reason, what popped into my head for some reason was how a lot of MCs back in the day, when they was talking about running from the police and something, they just like, yo, I'll dip between a car and a van, or I'll dip between a building. And I'm like, if I was to say that, how would I say it? So I'm just like, yo, I'll dip between the Almanac and the bestseller novel, Malcolm X, Invasion of Planet 9. And I just made that into a whole shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
A lat scroll viewed over Alaskan home. Scientists stroll noon to a climactic roll. Fruits of Abraham through galactic hole. Injected caveman review from a cancered soul. Panic set. News at 12, we saw a Dave Koresh in Bangladesh, right? With a raven set. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. Spin kick split from the mask of Jason. Drug traffic case. King's assassination. Past greatness face. Crash arrangement. Gold pigment. Figment imagination. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With a Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I dip between an almanac and a best-selling novel on Malcolm X invasion of Planet Nine. With an infant's stillborn chemistry, century barbaric cyclones, channeled mentally, hellbound side effects, cloned on a killing spree from the last chapter of Annie Wilkes' Misery. Mental awards, gold sandals and cross, seven thoughts, chartered from the land of the lost. My fantasy dead tone, siren head blown, medicated pets room, entering the red zone, sharing skin, flesh bone, behead near stone, vampire teeth, skull candy headphones through the gray shade, Sunday nights, Cape May, change rate, that one time in eighth grade, hey fate, overnight the same way, the eighth day, suicide letters with Kate Spade. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. Alaskan home, scientists stroll noon to a climactic roll. Fruits of Abraham through galactic hole. Injected caveman review from a cancered soul. Panic set, news at 12, we saw a Dave Koresh in Bangladesh, right? With a raven set. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. Spin kick split from the mask of Jason. Drug traffic case. King's assassination. Past greatness face. Crash arrangement. Gold pigment. Figment imagination. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With a Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I dip between an almanac and a best-selling novel on Malcolm X invasion of Planet Nine. With an infant's stillborn chemistry, century barbaric cyclones, channeled mentally, hellbound side effects, cloned on a killing spree from the last chapter of Annie Wilkes' Misery. Mental awards, gold sandals and cross, seven thoughts, chartered from the land of the lost. My fantasy dead tone, siren head blown, medicated pets room, entering the red zone, sharing skin, flesh bone, behead near stone, vampire teeth. Skull candy headphones through the gray shade. Sunday nights, Cape May. Change rate, that one time in eighth grade. Hey fate, overnight the same way. The eighth day, suicide letters with Kate Spade. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them. With the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. Alaskan home, scientists stroll noon to a climactic roll. Fruits of Abraham through galactic hole. Injected caveman review from a cancered soul. Panic set, news at 12, we saw a Dave Koresh in Bangladesh, right? with a Raven set. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. Spin kick split from the mask of Jason. Drug traffic case, King's assassination. Past greatness face, crash arrangement. Gold pigment, figment imagination. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with a Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I dip between the almanac and a best-selling novel on Malcolm X, Invasion of Planet 9, with an infant's stillborn chemistry, century barbaric cyclones, channeled mentally, hellbound side effects, cloned on a killing spree from the last chapter of Annie Wilkes' Misery. Mental awards, gold sandals and cross, seven thoughts, charted from the land of the lost. My fantasy dead tone, siren head blown, medicated pets room, entering the red zone, sharing skin, flesh bone, behead near stone, vampire teeth, skull candy headphones through the gray shade, Sunday nights, Cape May, change rate, that one time in eighth grade. Hey, fate, overnight, the same way the eighth day, suicide letters with Kate Spade. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian. I spit a solar ring with the feds approaching them, with the Smith & Wesson at the Smithsonian.
I think sort of like, and just to get into some of your lyrics again, like I said, people will see, sort of like explain to me, I guess, like the writing process behind that. Because it just, I mean, on top of the flow, like, I mean, y'all gonna hear it. Like, it's just like crazy.
Nah, the crazy thing is, like I always say, I think a dope MC should have character and be aware of what's going on and have a message and all of that.
Yeah.
I do think in this age, a lot of MCs just forgot how to just straight rap. So honestly, I like to do those joints sometimes that just flex on my skill, but I'm not gonna flex it on some I'm not gonna use Liker asses in my verses ever.
Yeah.
So if I'm smart and lyrically showing you how to go, I'ma say something like how I came in, cause that's basically just me saying I'm ill at what I do.
Yeah.
None all to repeat, none torture. My father taught me, my father gave me the shit to walk on water, known as the illest wordsmith, syllables, wordship, verse flipped on a scenic road trip.
Scratch being an MC, like, I think your writing is just impeccable. Like, just being able to write that way. On top of having that writing style, I mean, the flow is crazy. I mean, you fit in just ridiculous pockets in the beats. That's something crazy about you is that, you know, sometimes I feel like today, like, flow is everything right now. And,
yeah,
like, it's easy to see that you have that. And you're just a great writer and, like, forward pushing. Because it's like...
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you, like you said, like, look at what you just said. It's just writing on a different level than I think most people would ever come across in their life.
Bit of moon mountain till the tools vouched with soon counseling. Transfer the blue fountain, staying exquisite, planning physics, manic minutes. Have I grasped the man who is it? Stamped in the tomb, vampires lost interview. Grants from the ghoul, gargoyles, last general. Pulse ultra repeat, none torture. My father gave me the strength to walk on water. Titled the illest wordsmith, syllables worship. Verse first flipped on the scenic road trip. Mystic process, underground, Loch Ness, Carrie came home. Virginity, conquest, Hovid, preach. The Blair Witch Project, king amongst mortals. Chose flying objects. Smart in minutes, large in sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic. Smart in minutes, the largest sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic. Wheel of Fortune, sitting, missing moment, spit appointment, twisting, lift the currents, his endurance, mystic, picked appointment, village, madmen, grips the ointment, sniffs the poison, wristless, his opponents, forensic, clone of carbon, pistol burning, the chemist, cursive, candid, visual spoken, theater, masterpiece when visual burning, smart in minutes, large in sentence, flatline death from the arsenic. Spar in minutes, the largest sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic. Spar in minutes, largest sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic.
As I said, we all know arsenic as a violent and rapid killer. And one of the best descriptions of arsenic includes vomiting and convulsions and diarrhea, a process I think that took in the ovary some several hours.
I spit a moon mountain. The tools vouching, resume counseling, transfer the blue fountain, stand exquisite, planning physics, manic minutes, paragraphs, the man who is it, stamped in the tomb, vampires lost interview, grins from the ghoul, gargoyles last general, pulse ultra repeat, none torture, my father gave me the shrimp to walk on water, titled the illest wordsmith, syllables worship, verse first flipped on the scenic road trip, mystic process, underground, Loch Ness, Kerry came home, virginity, conquest, COVID, preach, the Blair Witch Project, king amongst mortals, chose flying objects, smart in minutes, large in sentence, flatline death from the arsenic, smart in minutes, the largest sentence, flatline death from the arsenic. Wheel of Fortune, sitting in, missing moment, spit appointment, twisting, lift the currents, his endurance, mystic, picked appointment, village, madmen, grips the ointment, sniffs the poison, wristless, his opponents, forensic, clone of carbon, pistol burning, the chemist, cursive, candid, visual spoken, theater, masterpiece when visual burning, smart in minutes, large in sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic. Spar in minutes, the largest sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic. Spar in minutes, largest sentence. Flatline death from the arsenic.
As I said, we all know arsenic as a violent and rapid killer. And one of the best descriptions of arsenic includes vomiting and convulsions and diarrhea, a process I think that took in the ovary some several hours.
No, and the ill shit about that is, like, I think a lot of times it's just people are just scared to branch out and try different things. Like, I just came from the studio with my man and we going through beats and listening to him and shit. Mm-hmm. And some of the beats I'm showing him, he like, yo, this kind of weird. I can't really spit to this. Not spit to him, but he just like, yo, I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah.
And I just freestyled something to him. He was like, God, yeah. I'm like, now you see, I put my own pockets in that beat. I'm like, I like to do a kind of like jazz musician, like rock and roll shit where you could just come with a skeleton or something. Like, all right, here's the drum and bass, blah, 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 blah. Now, make your words go around that, but still connect in the way that the regular ear can hear it. So, but, like, it's time consuming. I will say that. Like you said, it's not for the faint of heart.
Do you feel like you're mostly, like, inspired just fully by, like, your experiences? Or does it just kind of come naturally to you?
No, it's a mixture of honestly just coming naturally and just being inspired.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, the project me and you working on, I had a lot of little beats for a minute, but this past week, I wrote to three of them.
Yeah.
Just being inspired or some like, oh, this beat is crazy. I got an ill idea. Like, I was telling Boog, just from this week, the whole project we're working on now, I'm writing it like a concept movie. So every song is going to connect. You got hits. And I just came up with that idea this week. So I already got certain characters, certain people names in the story, how I'm going to write them into the story. And it's literally just going to be like an audio book, but just rhymes.
Yeah. That's another thing. With your music, you're excited about your own music. Not a lot of people, like, I feel like, are that excited about making the music. You know, they sort of just want to put it out. But you can tell when you're listening to it that it's, like, exciting to, like, make it. You can tell real fun. Like,
yeah,
of course.
We were speaking about that in the other interview when I was saying I can never be the dude that literally puts out, like, 9 projects a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And no disrespect to anybody that do it, but just the way my brand worked, like I said, that's some new shit to me. Yeah. Maybe I saw that I have to put out 10 albums in a year. Martin Scorsese will have to put out 6 movies in a year. But when you see it, it's going to be powerful enough that you, like, every year you're going to be getting something different from it. And so you're just like, damn, I just want to see you put out a movie in 9 years. Oh, you got a new one? Oh, shit, now I can watch this for 9 years. Yeah. That's how I try to, like, that's what I like to get across in my writing. Yeah. Just like, I like to, as they say, want to grow on for over and over. Like,
And it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
I got into Smithsonian a bit the last time, but that track, Roper, just crazy on the beat, obviously, you know.
Shout out to my brother, Roper Williams, the illest producer on the East Coast right now. Y'all need to do y'all Googles if y'all don't know. That man is something special, man.
Yeah. If you get sent a beat, like, you kind of just expect, okay, like, probably like this.
The crazy thing, me and him, we have both connected us. We knew each other for about 6 years now. Did little joints on and off, but nothing really never really came out for different situations.
Yeah.
And this past year and a half, we finally locked in, like, all right, we're going to create. And we did it from the ground up. I'll go see him. We'll hit the vinyl store, make the beats from scratch, get some Chinese food, get some liquor, get some trees, and create. And we push each other. To me, that's the best thing about any producer, MC group from P-Rock to CL Smooth Gangsta. Like, you can tell they push each other. Roper make a beat, and I'm like, wow, this is going to challenge me to write.
Yeah.
I might spit on him something that he's going to be like, ooh, this is going to challenge me to make this type of beat. Yeah. And with that, it's always beautiful. Like, you never get tired of that.
Yeah, for sure. Great creators, I feel like, always flock to each other.
Yeah, so. To me, the best things musically are come from chemistry and come from naturally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've had a lot of different producers that reach out to me, different MCs want to work with me, and just when it's goal time and connection, not really there.
Yeah.
Or I don't feel like they can take me being like, yo, that's not really, I don't think that's as dope as it can be. Maybe you should try it like this. Or they might not think, they can tell me, yo, I think that was swag. You should try it like this. And I'll be like, oh yeah, all right, whatever. This is dope, but this is like, it's all about just creating a building and having that chemistry to get to the next level.
For sure. I mean, yeah.
For me, like
I said, the chemistry, I think that's what really makes, like, you know, like Mad Villainy such a great album too. Cause it's just like,
yes, sir.
You can hear the chemistry just through it. I think that listening to snippets of Gandhi Loves Children, y'all sort of give off those same vibes.
Definitely. Thank you. We definitely ruffle some feathers and make some noise and shake shit up.
For sure.
When this drops. Coming real soon, we all got a release date, but before the summer, it will be here.
Yeah,
And y'all will be getting exclusives.
Exclusives.
Yeah. He got 2 exclusives tonight that's not even out yet for y'all. So y'all go holler at me. Let's build, people.
Yeah, for sure. When you listen to something like a Wu-Tang or a Mad Villainy, those sort of group collaborations, are you like the type that sort of wants to do most of the MCing yourself, or do you like rapping with people? I don't know how much you want to tell me, but how many like features you feel like you want on Gandhi Loves Children?
Well, funny thing, it's 3 features on Gandhi Loves Children and 16 joints.
Okay.
So, but I'm definitely not against it. Like I said, I love creating with real creators. Mm-hmm. So, and I sent you one of the joints, the America Horror Story. Mm-hmm. That's from a collab project I did with my brother Night Boogie, another amazing MC from Jersey called Incubator. We dropped him on Halloween. Some hell hardcore type shit. And doing that was dope because we both did the bars. He did all the beats. He mixed it and mastered. And we just put our ideas together. Same thing with my other partner from my group, Age of Extinction. Shout out to my brother, Sidetrack Imperial. Another amazing MC. Doing that was fun too. I love creating with creators. Like I said, people that's really willing to push boundaries and do some different type shit. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah, for sure. Right now, Arsenic is like my favorite. Just personally.
It was mine too for a minute, then it switches.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, when you hear this album, you're going to call me like, what the fuck is this?
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's what you're going to have a show called What's Wrong With You, and it's just going to be that. But I'm telling you, if you love that Arsenic and Smithsonian, wait till you listen to the whole project. Sheesh.
Yeah. Like, just with Boog and, like, talking, you know, with him and everything, like, I feel like we all have that sort of same thing. Like, when we hear something crazy, like the onion face.
Usually I jump around and start screaming. He always makes fun of me doing it, but it's funny. But, yeah, like, I'm from that era of music where, like, you hear something, you're like, what the fuck is that? Like,
I don't think
I can do that. I miss the superhero MC.
Yeah.
Meaning back in the day, I would hear an MC and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I can ever do that.
Yeah.
So the way that people inspired me to push to the next level, I hope I can do that for other MCs and producers coming up when they hear me like, yo, Sharif's amazing, but it's this level that I ain't heard him touch. I'm gonna do this, you know, to the next line, and it just keeps growing. Each one, as they say, like.
You might have said it a little bit before, but do you feel like that's something that's kind of missing nowadays? Or do you feel like, obviously there's great MCs today out, great artists out making stuff, but do you feel like there's kind of something lost?
Yes, in a huge way. Honestly, to me, it's just a lot of originality and just, what are you doing new?
Yeah.
Like I said, if I'm hearing 80 MCs a day, from the internet, from certain radio shows, from internet radio, from going to a show, what's going to make you separate out of the other 80 that I'm hearing? And if you really can't break that down for me, you're not really that dope.
Yeah.
I just got to call it how I see it. I've been to shows where it's 10 or 12 of the biggest, most popular names from the area, and I'm like, damn, all these dudes is boring as shit.
Because
that's another thing. Your stage, if you're an MC and song and studio game is on point, to me, it got to reflect on stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I can't wait for you coming see a Fatboy Sharif live show. That's a whole world in itself. That's around. You got to come up here, man.
Yeah.
The streets, they be like, what the fuck he found? I'm like, listen, he got a problem. Texas is hot. He's chilling. I'm a fat man, so he's not my friend. Bull used to call me from down here, like, you would shed it down here. It's 189 degrees. I'm like, well, I'll say the 12 degrees.
Really?
Speak to you over the phone.
It's January. It was like, I don't know, like 89 degrees the day was the high.
Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. That made my phone sweat. You hear the numbers. Oh, no. Yeah.
Are you, like, fans of, like, Far Side and them, too? Cause I know you know groups.
That's
some of
my favorite
shit. Like, People
shit.
Under the Stairs. Like, you...
Fucking Oakland Blackouts. That's my shit.
Yeah. And then, like, Alcoholics, obviously. Crazy.
Hell yeah.
Cause I haven't really been able to talk with you about, like, some of the newer artists. Do you like any of this sort of trap-influenced stuff that's coming out?
Honestly, not at all.
I feel like, hey, everybody entitled to their own, you know, stuff. I just know,
it's just not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the difference. It's not like you're out here saying that it's, like, dead, like, hip-hop is dead, this stuff.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
you're
at
not
all.
Saying that. It's, like, being somebody that is just so, like, talented in the skill of writing and really, you know, prides yourself on that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, because I look at it like, let's say you take four or five of the most popular guys right now. Mm-hmm. I might not fuck with their music at all, mm-hmm. but I might can look at their hustling or how they promoting themselves and pick up on that. Like, ooh, that's dope. He's promoting his shit like this, and he's marketing his shit like that. Because a lot of times, the super MCs on that end, amazing music, but they fall short with the marketing, promoting, knowing how to reach your fan base and everything far in between.
Yeah.
So I like to keep it to the point that I'm like, I don't like the music. I don't got to talk about the music.
Yeah.
I don't got to hate on the music. The music is going to be the music, whether I like it or not. They do what they do. I do what I do on my side.
Yeah.
And I might pick up some tips on their side. Like, oh, shit, they doing this? What? I'm going to try this with my fan base and grow my shit up and keep it pushing.
Yeah. How much trying to get into that, how much do you care? Do you feel like that matters almost just as much as how good the music is how you market yourself?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because like I said, a lot of times, and even just me, like I said, going from project to project, I'll drop a project and hear it and be like, this was a fire project, but maybe I should have pushed this song over this song. Or maybe I should have chose this artwork over. Just little things like that you just look at and you keep going and just elevate it to the next level.
Yeah.
I always think it's just about just elevating, but always remain you. Don't make a song you don't want to make because you think it's going to get you popping. Don't work with somebody who's only popping, but you don't respect their music. Like, it's just all about you staying true to your art and keeping forward what you want to keep pushing.
I want to get into Gandhi Loves Children now because...
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
That's what everybody excited about. That's what everybody...
Yes, sir. It's bubbling and it ain't even start to bubble yet.
Yeah.
That's the best type. When it's bubbling and it ain't even hit the streets yet.
Yeah.
We still got a month or some change before it reach y'all, but when it's doing, y'all definitely going to be in for a treat.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all support that and push that everywhere so we can come out there and do some ill shows for y'all and show y'all how this GLC movement is worldwide.
Yeah.
I got certain ideas now that I'm thinking about for the next 4 or 5 years that I'm like, this hasn't been done yet. And if it's not done in 5 years, I'm going to do it, but this is not the time to do it right
now. Yeah. That's crazy that you think like that, too. That's crazy, because I don't think there's very many people that think of like that about anything. That's crazy.
Yeah, I am kind of sickening with it, but it keeps me
saying
it on my toes.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Gandhi Loves Children coming out.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Before the summer?
Yeah, definitely.
Before the summer.
I can't give you an exact date now, but...
Yeah,
we got 3 videos in the can that's dropping, and a bunch of L's. We just got some photo shoot footage back, so we got a bunch of L stuff. We definitely present it to y'all in a way that y'all gonna definitely remember it. And like I said, push the people.
For real, stay tuned, y'all definitely gonna want to tune in to what Fatboy Sharif is doing and what Roper Williams is doing.
Yes.
Plug your Instagram real quick or whatever, your Twitter or whatever. All of
Yes. Holler at me. Follow me. Support. Spread the movement. Catch me at Fatboy Prospect on Twitter. That's FatboyProspect. That is FatboyProspect. Fatboy Prospect. Follow my brother, Roper Williams. ROPERWILLIANS, Roper Williams on Twitter. I see the same thing, Roper Williams. Jersey Boy 954 on Instagram, JERZYBOI954, Jersey Boy. And subscribe to that Fatboy Sharif YouTube channel.
Oh, hell yeah.
Holla at me. I got 2 previous projects on there, some visuals, some performance footage, all of that. Go, Fatboy Sharif, ring me up on that YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna have to dig into that too, because I hadn't even yet. As far as
definitely subscribe, check out all of that shit on there.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man.
And thank you so much for the interview, family.
Of course.
Much love to y'all from Jersey.
Yeah, sorry about all the technical difficulties earlier, but I think we knocked out a good one here. So
we could. This was better than the last 10. Oh, and just because I'm having so much fun, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Yeah. I just play circles for a monocle stable. Sir Crown table that an obstacle stable. Broad Street, Golden Doors, me, psychedelic, Boise, Occupy Wall Street. Chemical doors, like the Sanity Hall, a gift to dawn. Titan, a memory bomb, a beat. Penitentiary swarms, Viking, artillery arms, hazardous thousands. Basket of Falcon, our cast, I was founded in the Cascade Mountains. Say it speaks, fire speaks to me. 13 swords and chasing at me. Saw Bella in the four door cellar, saw Bella carrying the corridor stella, saw Bella jealous of the fortune teller, knowing all the world, it was all a setup.